Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family. We're at 48 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The battle for the White House shaping up to be a tighter contest than ever, headed into the first presidential debate tomorrow night on ABC. It'll happen in Philadelphia. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero on a new New York Times Siena poll.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%, well within the margin of error. But Trump's approval rating is higher than during his previous two campaigns. And the poll shows likely voters view Trump as closer to the political center than Harris. 47% say Harris is too liberal, but only 32% say Trump is too conservative.
Manhunt resuming in southeastern Kentucky for the man that's a suspect in a series of highway shootings along I-75 that have left at least five people wounded. Scorching temperatures in the southwest leading to fast-moving wildfires and thousands of evacuations in California and Nevada. This is ABC News. New accusations over the withdrawal from Afghanistan. House Republicans releasing a report accusing the White House of misleading the American people and failing to heed the advice from the Pentagon. And GOP Congressman Mike McCaul, chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Foreign policy is at stake. What happened after Afghanistan impacted the world. Why? Because Putin responded by invading Ukraine 2 months after Afghanistan fell.
Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Himes, though, calls it nothing but partisan political politics.
It is going to be a nakedly partisan campaign thing.
Yeah, both members of Congress were speaking to CBS's Face the Nation. New Hampshire's governor to the rescue at a lobster roll eating contest. Governor Chris Sununu jumping on the stage when one of the contestants started choking. The governor performing the Heimlich maneuver. The man he saved right back at it went on eating seven more lobster rolls. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you ever stare at the mountains of photos that represent your family's cherished events and wish that they were organized? Maybe you have photos in drawers and boxes that you'd like to preserve in a scrapbook. At the Creative Outlet, we have ideas for any budget that can help you with that. Scrapbooking is an awesome way to preserve those photos and memories so that they can be shared for generations to come. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street and is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are here to help.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock on this 9th of September. A few things to celebrate today. Absolutely. I mean, it's Monday. We need a little something to celebrate. So we'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. And a look at today's forecast. Looks like it's going to be a good week to keep out your summer clothing.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich and a side of hash browns for $6. You know Dunkin' coffee, it's always made just how you like. The bacon, egg, and cheese is the most toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in a new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while it lasts. Excludes espresso and cold brew beverages. Offer valid on bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches only. Excludes seasoned bacon. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions and terms apply. Sunny and balmy today, a high of 81, west winds around 10. Mainly clear tonight, a low of 52, low 80s again Tuesday, Wednesday mid 80s, Thursday upper 80s, mostly sunny and continued much warmer than normal. Friday partly cloudy and still warm with a high of 83. Summer-like again on the weekend, 75 to 80 on Saturday and 80 on Sunday this weekend. Earlier today, 52 was our high early in the morning. We're down to a new low. It is 48 degrees on the Wirtz floor at home thermometer today. 7 after 7. This is Justin Moore on WRCO and WRCE.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my day. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my day.
Part ways with a lie.
Justin Moore on WRCO. Well, a few things to celebrate today. It's Wonderful Weirdos Day. So, okay. Well, I knew I'd have a day somewhere along the line. It's also National Wiener Schnitzel Day. It's National Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's International I Love Food Day. Wow. I celebrated that at the Richland County Fair, I think. Yes, it's Care Bears Share Your Care Day. And also, speaking of bears, it is National Teddy Bear Day. So you have an excuse to take your teddy along with you to work or to school or whatever the case might be. And you've got an excuse to do that today. Well, wonderful weekend for the Richland County Fair. I had a chance to visit. And then last night, I stayed up past my bedtime. We went to see Clint Black at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. And so, yeah, it was a late night. One of those. I kept thinking, now, Clint, you know, kind of wrap it up here, man. No, it's getting late. No, I'm just kidding. No, I enjoyed every minute of it. He is such a talented musician and has a great band. And they play some true country music, that's for sure. Has a steel player and piano player and fiddle player. And it's a six-piece band. And I believe four of them, four of them have been with him all 35 years since he made it big. He's on a tour now playing the entire first album, Killin' Time, from start to finish. So he celebrated that last night. But overall, a good show there. We're a talented guy. Clint Black on WRCO, WRCE.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying. That's one everybody pays. So have it spent. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game, never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same. They measure every day, the grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time.
talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. You were sitting on your bar stool talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. Talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said, I only take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people. Reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later tonight.
Toby Keith on Country and Community WRCO. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, the old Hanksters coming up here in just a bit, and birthdays and anniversaries, too.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
No! This can't be happening. I wonder if this is covered by my insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Ryan from Julie Karen State Farm. Wow, that really works, even in radio.
Hey, Phil, what seems to be the problem?
My CD seems to have gone kaput. Is this covered in my policy?
What CD is it?
Twisted Sister.
Well, I would suggest removing that one from the policy, but yes, it is covered.
Tragedy averted. Julie Cairns, my local State Farm insurance agent, has saved the day, providing financial services, bank products, and life insurance with the most attentive customer service around. Give Julie or Ryan a call today at 647-3632.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Chronic pain isn't just physical. It has an emotional dimension, too. For many who suffer from chronic pain, enjoying activities that once were a source of satisfaction, connection, or even rest can become difficult. Studies show that those who have chronic pain also report more symptoms of depression and anxiety. If you suffer from chronic pain, you are not alone. The pain management team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here to help. Call us today and ask how we can help you find relief.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, young man. How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
We had a really good weekend. Good.
Did you mow your yard?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It's kind of slowed down.
It's slowed down a lot.
A little bit.
So I noticed that on Saturday, and I knew that you and June were gone on Sunday, so I went and fertilized it for you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
really?
I did. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I put Gold Pack and fertilization.
Gold Pack.
Yeah, because everybody in the NFC North won but the Packers.
I know. We had, I'm not going to, sour grapes, but we had the toughest game.
I didn't watch any.
No, football. I was actually doing something else. I was on the air, but I heard Jordan Love get hurt. I heard that part of it.
So. I listened to that.
Yeah.
I listened, but I don't watch football, especially after Friday night. I mean, I don't watch it. And again, I'm going to go on my tangent about NFL moving the games out of the United States and then forcing you to buy Peacock or something drives me nuts because they forget about the little man who made the NFL.
Roger Goodell was on the Packers pregame show.
Made me puke.
And he said that they're going to have maybe up to 16 international games eventually.
So. See, and I think that's wrong. So I think that's wrong because we're the people that made it. The little guys like you and I. You know, seriously, and it just drives me crazy that they force you to buy other, I have a stream service. I refuse to buy any TV anymore because I have to buy the internet. So I'm not, I don't buy any of it.
And then they drop after you buy a certain package, TV channel gets dropped or whatever the case
exactly.
might be.
They've
been
exactly.
battling that lately.
Yeah, and it's just, so I don't even, just listen to it. So
I hear you.
I heard the Bears yesterday.
Yep. So
I listened to the Bears.
They were down 17-0. I went to take my nap at halftime of that game. It was 17-3. And I woke up and June's all smiles. Yeah, they won. What? How do they win?
Good for them, though.
Yeah, well, Tennessee, kind of. Well, it was the Bears' defense that won. It wasn't the Bears' offense. Yeah.
Bears' defense actually looked pretty good.
They looked pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
They did.
So. And, I was listening to a game last night with the Rams and the Lions, and I didn't watch it, but it sounded like the Ram or the offense for the Lions pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they won in overtime last night.
So that's why I'm tired today.
Well, I was partying with Clint Black last night.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you get down?
No, I just kind of sat there and tapped my toe a little bit.
Oh, but, did June enjoy that?
No, June didn't go.
So she enjoyed that.
She enjoyed that. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the joke started already.
Yeah, went with some buddies. But no, he's got a great show, an awesome band. And it was just that Sunday night's kind of tough. And somebody, I think it was the announcer beforehand said, "Hey, how many have got tomorrow off?" And a whole bunch of people raised their hands.
Why didn't you do it last Sunday?
Last Sunday?
Yeah, you should have said, "Can you do it next week on Labor Day?"
Exactly.
Doesn't mean anything to you. But.
No. Well, that's all right. Sometimes I do my best work when I've only got a few hours of sleep.
Yeah. Hey, they say money talks, Phil.
Yep.
Yeah. All mine says is, goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, you get cash out, you know, if you cash your check. I don't think any cashes are check anymore, but you get your check, and all of a sudden, oh, I'll get some cash. And then, wait a minute, I thought I got cash out. How come I've only got a dollar?
I owe the government what?
Spent it at the Richland County Fair. Yeah. You know, boy, oh boy. Doesn't take long to get rid of some cash.
No, it doesn't. Hey, you know, over the weekend, though, on Saturday evening, I won a bowling tournament.
You did?
I did. And you know, everybody throws the ball into the crowd. That's not allowed in Bowlingville.
No, probably not.
I know that now, buddy. I know.
Oh, yes, indeed. Right. So, my boss said, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in as Batman.
Yes. What's wrong with my Speedo, then?
Yeah.
Batman, I want to be a lifeguard.
Batman doesn't wear a Speedo.
Well, Robin kind of does. They actually kind of do. They have
it's like a singlet, I think.
Yeah, but there's still a Speedo there.
Okay.
I mean, so I was thinking if I could wear, like, leggings with my Speedo.
Oh, yeah. You go for it.
Double nasty?
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, before the crowbar was invented, crows had to drink at home, Phil.
Oh, is that right? Boy, that's some hard liquor there.
I tell you what, that's some roadkill right there.
We'll see if Hank has anything better coming up after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, how many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb, Hank?
A lot.
Only one, but they have to do it while you're eating dinner.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, actually.
Am I playing footsie with you?
I think you are.
I'm sorry.
Actually, they call at all times now. I get incoming call. You know,
it's crazy.
No one actually calls me on my phone. It's rare anymore. Mm-hmm. And the phone rings. Oh, potential spam. Lovely.
I block them.
Yeah, that's what you
should. The other day I had 462 phone
really?
Yeah, on my
wow.
phone.
Hmm.
So I'm afraid to change my phone because I'm going to get them back.
Yeah.
But no, I just block them. If it looks spam, I push it. I push ignore. Uh-huh. Then I ask if scam or block it. Block.
Right there.
Block.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I do that with text messages now, too.
Oh, do you?
Now, if you haven't got a hold of me, that's why.
That might be it.
Dadgum, it feels spam.
What's going on?
Hey, what did the plow say to the tractor, Philip?
I love you, John Deere.
That's pretty good, but it says, pull me closer, John Deere.
John Deere. Oh, yes. Oh,
that's
yes.
pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you heard that one before?
Well, maybe something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the day.
Well, what else do I have here, Philip?
Not much, probably.
But you know me quite well, then.
Yeah. Do you know, on what grounds did the police arrest the devil?
I don't know.
They got him on possession.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Yep.
So anyway.
You got a kicker today?
Yeah, is it time for the kicker already?
I got
two of them, actually.
Should I get out of the way here?
I'm not going to kick you.
Okay.
The broken clock, Philip. Late one night, a burglar broke into a house that he thought was empty. He tiptoed through the living room, but suddenly froze in his tracks when he heard a loud voice says, Jesus is watching you. Silence returned to the house, so the burglar crept forward again. Jesus is watching you, the voice boomed again. The burglar stopped, dead in his tracks. He looked around frantically. He saw a birdcage in the corner with a parrot in it. Was that you who said Jesus is watching me? He asked. Yes, said the parrot. The burglar breathed a sigh of relief and asked the parrot, what's your name? Clarence, said the bird. Well, that's a dumb name for a parent, sneered the burglar. What idiot named you Clarence? The parrot said, the same idiot who named Rottweiler Jesus.
Yeah! Oh, yes! Here, boy.
Yeah. Down, boy. Speaking of the devil?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, you ready for the kicker?
I want to hold on.
Hang on
tight,
because this is a good one.
Brace myself.
At the end of their date, a young man brings the girl home. He leans against the wall and says, can I have a goodnight kiss? The girl says, I can't. My parents would catch us. He says, it's late. No one's up. They won't catch us. The lady says, it's too risky, she replied. The young man begged, please, just one kiss. Just then the door opened and the girl's father appeared. He looked at his daughter and said, go ahead and kiss him already. Just tell him to quit leaning on the intercom.
Oh, yes.
That is my luck right there.
They heard the whole thing.
Yeah. Please, just one kiss.
One kiss.
Have you ever begged for a kiss?
Probably.
Oh, yes, I have.
I spent pretty much the 80s.
Please.
Yes.
Please, Jules.
Well,
please.
Yeah,
and you're still doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But was she happy, though, about the Bears?
Well, she's really happy, but then I left to see Clint Black, so, you know, I couldn't ask her for a kiss, because, you know, I probably would have had a better chance yesterday. You know?
Yeah, she's over that today.
Yeah.
I'm sure she is.
It's Monday.
So. Yeah, it's Monday. Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction located between Dodgeville and Spring Green is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
This day in history, 1850, California was admitted as the 31st U.S. state. 1957, President Dwight Eisenhower signed the first civil rights bill to pass Congress since Reconstruction. And in 2022, King Charles III gave his first speech to Britain as its new monarch. Some notes from this day in history, the 9th of September. Today's birthdays and anniversaries are next and sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Isaiah Gollin. Have a great day today. Greetings to Rose Rote from Sacred Heart Parish. Deb Oler, have a great day from Bob Oler. And wishes to Amelia Dickey, happy golden birthday from Grandpa Steve and Granny Deb, Dawn, Graham, Derek, Bree, Evie, and Autumn. Birthday blessings to Luann Harris from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. And today on the 9th of September, we salute Scott Turgeson from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Scott Turgeson, from Grandma and Grandpa. Best wishes on your 25th. Happy birthday to Kay Keene from Mom and Dad Deaver. Kay celebrates a big birthday today. Greetings to Stephanie Miller from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Bloom City Town Crier with a wish for Rachel LaSalle and Stephanie Schultz. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Rachel Persinger, Rose Carter, Angelica Hoskin. Also to Carol Troxel and Kathy Fitzgibbons. Happy anniversary, Jamie and Paula Wilson, Charles and Jennifer McBain, Evan and Laura Cook, Jason and Ashley Sutton, and we have wishes going out today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Teresa Bone, Luann Harris, and Cinda Johnson, Ken Sagert, and Beverly Sullivan. Happy anniversary, Robert and Linda Bob. And happy anniversary, Dan and Roanne Imhoff. Enjoy your day from Grandma Jean.
Happy birthday! Happy anniversary! Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new, or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Happy birthday to Piper Glazner, who turns 6 today, and all the best wishes from the family today. We hope you have a great day, and thanks to everybody who's celebrating that maybe didn't get us a note today. We wish you all the best. Coming up, a news update here on the radio as you cruise along with some nice weather today. 51 degrees at WRCO on the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge.
She said it's just a woman thing, pulled out of the drive-by. Said not to worry, I'm an understanding guy. I heard that when you love someone, you gotta let them go. She hollered, when I find myself, you'll be the first to know. Ooh, no news. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat, and clean the house. I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear. But I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere. Ooh, no news. She could tell a phone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send the pigeons, send the fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a smoke, tap it out in Morris code. I prefer a bad excuse. No news. Her mama's been a little vague to her whereabouts. Her sister says, I'm certain your romance is headed south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of. No news. She could tell a phone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send the pigeons, send the fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code. I prefer a bad excuse. She missed her bus, missed her plane. Surely this can be explained. Lost her car at the mall, got locked in a bathroom stall.
That's Lone Star, and this is Phil Nee. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for joining us today on the radio, supporting local radio. Your chances to win coming up a little bit later on today. We'll have our trivia question of the day coming up in about 1 hour from now.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Sunny today and high of 81. Winds from the west around 10 miles per hour for today. Tonight mainly clear, a low of 52, and Tuesday partly cloudy and warm with a high of 81. This morning after a low of 48, we're at 51 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
From the Civic Media News Desk for Joanne Krulutz, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. First of all, a reminder, in the township of Ithaca, Dog Hollow Road will be closed today for culvert replacement. That work should be completed by late this afternoon. A single vehicle crash occurred on Sunday morning at approximately midnight in rural Elroy in the town of Hillsboro. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a 17-year-old male was operating a pickup truck traveling northwest on County Road WW, northwest of State Highway 33, when the operator lost control while negotiating a curve to the left. The vehicle went off the right side of the roadway, struck an embankment, overturned several times, and came to rest in a field. Seatbelts did not appear to be in use, and a 16-year-old passenger was ejected from the vehicle. The operator was either ejected or exited the vehicle on his own. Both were seriously injured and transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Hillsboro Area Ambulance. The operator was later flown to the University of Wisconsin in Madison by UW Health Med Flight. At approximately 1 a.m., the 16-year-old passenger was pronounced dead at Gunderson St. Joseph's by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Although the investigation is ongoing, speed, alcohol, and vehicle equipment all appear to be contributing factors. There is no further information at this time. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Some eggs sold in Wisconsin are making people sick. The Department of Health Services says those eggs sold under the label Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market are contaminated with salmonella. The bad eggs were sold in 9 different states. 42 people have been sickened in Wisconsin. If you have any eggs with those labels on them, throw them out immediately. Charges are filed against the man accused in the fatal shooting death of UW-Whitewater student Kara Welsh. 23-year-old Chad Richards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial appearance on Friday. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and is being held in the Walworth County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. Whitewater police say the 21-year-old Welsh was shot multiple times the night of August 30th. Police responded to an apartment on a call from Richards and found Welsh lying in a pool of blood with no pulse. Richard said he and Welsh argued and that he took a handgun from Welsh and shot her because he feared for his life. Venture Architects' findings of their evaluations of the Richland campus included looking at each building separately. We already looked at 3 of those buildings, the Arts and Education Building, the library, and the building which hosts the Wallace Student Center and Coppertop Theater. When examining the science building on campus, which was renovated, they found materials in the original structure were partially upgraded. Kyle Knopf is the Venture Architects spokesperson.
It was renovated in 2001. It was an addition to the east. It added there were some new materials. There was a lot of AV upgrades into that building, but the biggest part of that were 3 classrooms with all new labs, fume hoods. It was a very significant, and all new mechanical equipment as part of that as well. So with that, part of the west side of that building is still materially the same materials that were there from the original 1966 building. So there was maybe, we'll say half of that building was actually upgraded with that. There are the original bathrooms that are in there. Those were not upgraded for any accessibility. So those still had some handicap accessibility clearance issues with that, but there was one bathroom that was added that actually took care of the accessibility part of that. A lot of the windows that are part of that, that weren't part of the addition, those are still the original windows. The original windows that were put into those buildings are single pane sliding glass windows. They're not thermally efficient. They're not thermally broken in any kind of winter condition. If you were inside the building, you'd touch it, it would be frosted up. So the original part of that building has the original windows to the slider windows.
Mechanical equipment as a part of renovation is nearing end of life. The exterior brick is in need of tuck pointing, and future building uses are constrained by the addition and renovation work.
Any future use for that building is really constrained by the lab portion of that building. So if there was a need for another lab, classroom type use, that's perfect. Anything else, it would require a pretty significant renovation of that space. So you're just dealing with the 1966 shell of the building, 1966 structure.
The cost of renewal for the science building is estimated at nearly $441,000. The replacement cost is an estimated $9.2 million. The addition of Melville Hall is still functional. However, there are some accessibility problems for the restrooms. Kyle Knuth added that the office spaces are too small to be used for that purpose today. Any sort of reuse would require significant floor plan modifications.
Any kind of offices work in the original part of Melville Hall, it would require really almost gutting out that entire donut of walls and trying to reconfigure that to probably a single corridor with offices on one side. The other part with that that's kind of odd was the courtyard that's in the middle. At the time, the design, probably fantastic. It's now become a bit of a liability for the building just because there's a lot of weather getting into that space and there isn't a lot of accessibility for maintenance people to get into that space to fix those things. I think any kind of major renovation in that space, that central piece, that central courtyard would have to be addressed as part of that design.
The renewal cost for Melville Hall is an estimated $739,000, with a replacement cost estimate of $7.95 million. Tomorrow, Kyle Knuth will share with us the condition of the gymnasium building. Three individuals were arrested during a traffic stop early Friday morning. At approximately 1:39, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted the stop on U.S. Highway 14 in the township of Arena. Arrested were Michael B. Perkins, 46, of Muscadet, Kenneth S. Holden, 32, of Richland Center, and Michelle L. Olson, 45, of Muscadet. Perkins was arrested on charges of manufacturing and delivering cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture, compound, convert, produce, or store methamphetamine, bail jumping, ID tampering, fail to install, and court order violation. Holden was arrested on charges of manufacturing and delivering a methamphetamine, along with possession of THS, bail jumping, resisting or obstructing an officer, probation violation, arrest warrant, and bail jumping. Olson was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, manufacturing and delivering cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture the methamphetamine, and presence of a child less than 14 years old. Michael Perkins and Kenneth Holden were both transported to the Iowa County Jail, where they remain at this time. Michelle Olson was also transported to Iowa County Jail, where she was later released. Friday morning at approximately 7:35, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 14 near County Road K in the township of Arena. As a result of the stop, Quinn E. Juno, 22, of Sun Prairie, was arrested on charges of operating without a valid license, second offense, possession of THC, and possession of cocaine. Juno was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was later released. Also on Friday evening at approximately 8:28, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance on State Road 23 in the township of Mineral Point. As a result of the disturbance, Patrick C. Ford, 64, of Mineral Point, was arrested on the charge of domestic battery. Ford was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains at this time. And there was a drug bust recently in the city of the town of Belleville.
Three people were arrested and 411 marijuana plants were confiscated last week when Greene County Sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant in connection with a marijuana growing operation. The sheriff's office was tipped off to the outdoor growing operation at a rural home about 4 miles south of Belleville. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former President Donald Trump posted a warning on his social media site threatening to jail those involved in unscrupulous behavior this election, which he said would be under intense scrutiny. Trump wrote late Saturday, "When I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences, so that this depravity of justice does not happen again." He again sowed doubt about the integrity of the election, even though cheating is incredibly rare. Trump's post comes just days before his first and likely only debate against Vice President Kamala Harris, which is coming up tomorrow night. Vice President Kamala Harris plans a four-day campaign trip through major swing states after the Democrats' debate with Republican Donald Trump. Her New Way Forward tour will include a new television spot, rallies, canvassing events, and programs designed to target important voting groups. The period after Tuesday's debate in Philadelphia marks the start of the aggressive sprint toward the end of what has been a dramatic race. Harris kicks off her tour Thursday in North Carolina, and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will be in Michigan. On Friday, Harris will return to Pennsylvania, while Walz is in Michigan and Wisconsin. More details on their appearances will be forthcoming. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to report when and where they see frogs, salamanders, lizards, or snakes, known collectively as herptiles, and crossing the road during the late summer and early fall as the end of summer approaches and brings cooler temperatures. They will soon begin crossing roads as they migrate from breeding and summer foraging locations to hibernation areas. Snakes and lizards, in particular, may see a stretch of gravel or pavement as an opportunity to gain warmth on the heated pavement. By reporting sightings of these reptiles and amphibians on and around Wisconsin's roads, drivers can help researchers better understand where their populations occur and save more of them in the future. Drivers and trail users can submit a report of their sightings of live crossings or also road mortalities, preferably with a photo, via the DNR's Reptile and Amphibian Mortality Reporting Form. Turtle crossings can be reported using the DNR's Turtle Reporting Form. Learn more about this of Wisconsin reptiles and amphibians on the DNR's Reptile and Amphibian webpage. UW-Madison police say of the 47 ejections during the game at Camp Randall on Saturday, 37 were UW students, as were all 18 arrested. Police also issued 19 tickets to UW students. Those ticketed and ejected included 18 for underage drinking and one for false identification. 16 of the ejections were for tobacco use, 4 for possession of unauthorized alcohol, and 2 for intoxication. 5 people contacted by police had a blood alcohol content of 0.20% or higher, with 3 people who were taken to detox.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Here are today's vital statistics. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City, died Wednesday, September 4th, at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died August 31st at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held today at 11 at the Button Cemetery.